Our pal Kyle Raymond, NHL referee in studio. And Kyle has been so good to us. Whenever we call, can you come on? Can you talk to us? And he kind of gives us insight, just like Mike Civic, into that other, that kind of forgotten world, as I like to call it. The guys that, you know, we can't play these games without the officials, folks. I hate to tell you. That's the reality of it. I wish this part we didn't have to do, and I know you wish we didn't have to have this conversation. But Kyle, your life changed, your mom and your dad's life changed, in particular your dad's life changed this past January, correct?
Yeah, it was February 5th.
February.
Yeah, my mom actually was on a girls' trip in Maui when it happened, and my dad was at home by himself, and just a freak accident, slipped down the stairs, and suffered a complete tear, I guess, or what they call it in the C3, C4. So he's now going to be a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. But you know what? It's tough, tough for everyone. The really unfortunate thing was, like I said, he was home alone and he laid on it's nine stairs down and there's a little landing and then there's another stairs to the bottom. And because he was home alone, no one found him for, we're thinking 16 hours. So he just laid there and was calling for help. And thank God some of the neighbors saw that his truck was in the driveway and hadn't moved for quite a while, which was not like my dad. So they went over, and my dad's kind of a jokester. He always likes to play pranks. And when one of the neighbors, Dee is her name, she came over and was ringing the doorbell, and she has her own, I guess, ring that she uses when she comes to see my mom and dad. My dad, again, just started yelling for help. And at first she thought he was joking, and he was sounded kind of like a cat, I guess, just because he had not much of a voice left. But then all of a sudden, I guess he just, you know, he put a couple more helps together, and then she obviously knew that something serious was wrong. And then she went and got another neighbor, Steve Tenorti, and they came and knocked the front door down, and there he was laying. So he got transferred by Stars to the Foothills Hospital, and he was in ICU for at least a month or so. And there was a few nights there that it was touch and go, just because of he was laying there for so long that his body started to shut down. Mm-hmm. And they were awesome. I mean, the doctors and the nurses in the ICU at the Foothills was phenomenal, and how they, you know, they took care of him. And even the social workers, I remember when I was in Philadelphia when it happened and got the call, I was actually at the gym. It was a Friday night, and I was working Saturday afternoon, and I got the call from my mom, and your life just stops. And I remember when I got to the hospital, I just said, like, what if this is such a freak thing? Like, how could this happen? And I remember the social worker saying that, you know, it happens, you know, more than you'd think. And you never would think of something like this. And I know it's made my awareness heightened of, you know, these sorts of accidents do happen, and they happen more often than we think. And it gives you a little more thankful to be, you know, when you wake up and you can get out of bed and, mm-hmm. and you can go about doing, you know, daily activities. And one thing I need to say too is the National Hockey League was phenomenal to both myself and to my family. I was supposed to work an afternoon game in Philadelphia that day. The Rangers were there, which is always a fun game to work. But I needed to get home to my family. My mom still was weird. I was trying to, you know, work on getting her a flight out of Maui. And Stephen was I called Stephen and let him know what was going on. And he said, you get home and you get home to your family and you stay there as long as you need. And they were great to me. And, you know, I spent, a week in Calgary, and then I needed to get out of there. I don't know how those doctors and nurses do it every day, because they're seeing the worst of the worst in that IC unit. And I just need to get back to a little bit of normal life for me. And it was actually better to get back to working games. So
Stephen Walkham, obviously, the NHL officials taking care of you. Your mom is with your dad.
Right.
At some point, the conversation goes from, you know, determination of what, you know, what the injury is to what's life going to be. That's a difficult transition, isn't it?
Absolutely. And my dad's been amazing. I mean, he is my Superman, and there's a reason for that. And I mean, I think out of everyone, he's had the most positive outlook on this. And I mean, he's the one that lays there in the bed and can't, he can't scratch his nose. He can't. I remember talking to him on the phone one night during the playoffs, and I said, hey, are you watching this game? And he says, no, the Raptors game is on. And I said, well, why are you watching the Raptors game? They're getting blown out. And he goes, well, what do you want me to do? Change the channel? And it's just something you know, and that's his humor. He's been able to keep his humor. And, you know, he still feels that he's going to walk out of there. When he had the accident, they said, you know, there's going to be less than 5% chance if he can even shrug his shoulders. He's moving his shoulder. Like, he's been shrugging his shoulders, I think, 5 days after the accident. Now he's getting a little bit of movement in his left hand and he can bend at the elbow. So, I mean, he's determined, and it's great to see. And it just goes to show you that, you know, if you put your mind to it, things can happen.
Kyle Raymond, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. How's your mom handling?
She's having a tough time. I mean, it's definitely, you know, changed our lives. It's changed her life the most. They were, you know, just on the verge of retiring, and they sold the business in Red Deer, and they just had bought a new motorhome and were excited to travel. They were going to, you know, do some traveling down to the U.S. and the Maritimes, and then they were going to come down to Phoenix for you know, the month of August and hang out down there. And it's been tough on her. We've been very fortunate. Actually, Pastor Rod, who works with the Flames and the Stampeders, has been phenomenal.
Rod Sawatsky,
yes,
yeah. Rod's terrific.
He's been awesome for our whole family. I mean, even for myself, he's been phenomenal. But I had to call him the other day my mom was having a tough day, just to say, hey, if you have any time, to give her a call and just give her a little shot in the arm would be great. And I mean, like I said, I know he's really busy, but he's been great for our family as well.
How about you? And I know it's a radio conversation for everybody, and maybe this is too private a question, but when in the last couple of years with my dad, I was away. I was living somewhere else.
Right.
You travel a lot. How are you dealing with it? And I'm assuming at some point you've had to deal with some guilt.
You know what? I think until I was good, I mean, that first week was really tough, but you don't really know what you're kind of getting yourself into. You don't know what life's going to be like.
Yeah.
When I went back to work until the end of my season, it was a blessing. I mean, I really enjoyed getting back to work because it got my mind off things. When the season was over and I came home and, you know, now you see that this is reality. This isn't a bad dream. Mm-hmm. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It was tough. It's been very tough. But you know what? At the same time, too, our family has gotten a lot stronger. We've come, you lean on each other a little more, whereas before you might, you know, be a little more timid to go to someone and say, hey, I need a hug, or,
right,
you know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about dad, or let's, you know, as a family, we just sit down and, you know, say we need to have a family talk, and let's just, you know, try to hash some things out. And, you know, if you're feeling frustrated, or if you're feeling, you know, guilty, or if you're just needing to vent or to cry. And I mean, we've been good, and it's been great. And again, Pastor Rod has been awesome for us. And I mean, he's been a rock in our family for sure.
Kyle Raymond, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. So we are hopeful that your dad comes home in the next week or two, correct?
Right. We're trying to get him home. He was actually supposed to come home today. Just some new complications have come up, just as you can imagine, with all the different challenges and all the new, things that will come up in it with his health. He's going to have to stay here a bit longer, but he's excited to get home. He can't wait to get back and just to start his new life. He says, you know, I want to get home and I want to be able to get out in my chair and wheel around and say hi to the neighbors. And he wants to get involved in like the paraplegic or quadriplegic association. He's, you know, started talking about stuff like that. Mm. So, like I said, his attitude has been awesome. He still loves to do his physio in the mornings, and because he still feels that he's gonna be able to walk again one day.
We love the spirit of Albertans. We love the spirit of Central Alberta and Red Deer. We love Finn McCools. As you know, you came and visited us. We were there during the Memorial Cup. On August 6th, you guys are having a fundraiser for your dad, right?
That's correct. So Jim and Dixie Smith, who have been great friends of our family for a long time, and also Lawrence and Vicky Tomalty and Red Deer, also family friends, they kind of came up with the idea of doing a fundraiser, because obviously with this new life becomes, there's a lot of expenses in terms of, you know, we have to do a bunch of modifications to the house. He needs a new way of transportation. We have to get, he's going to live at home, so we have to get care at home, and that's not all covered. So there is a lot of different, you know, financial burdens that come up. So them, along with my wife, have kind of spearheaded this, and they've done a phenomenal job, and they kind of wrote me in once in a while to do stuff like this, which I don't mind doing at all. But it's been great. And like I said, those five people have been phenomenal at putting this together. Yeah, it's going to be at Finn McCool's on August the 6th. It's going to be a great night. We've got a lot of family and friends coming from all over to be there. We've got Dwayne Danes is going to come, and he's going to be our auctioneer.
He's the auctioneer. Cowboy's good.
Exactly.
He's very good.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
I met him at a charity event in Innisfail a couple of weeks ago, and we talked there, and he was looking forward to it, and I, you know, had some questions for him, and he said anytime you need anything from me, I mean, he said obviously your dad's a little different than me, but he says I can give you guys all sorts of, you know, advice, or if you have any questions, let me know. So yeah, he's going to be there as well. And like I said, it's just going to be a great night. We're going to try to raise some money to hopefully get some new wheels for my dad. And that's what we're looking forward to it.
So if somebody's in Central Alberta or even here in Calgary and wants to be part of it, how can they get involved?
So if they want to come, we're going to have it at Finn McCool's on, like I said, on August 6th in the evening. And they can get tickets right by going into Finn McCool's, or they can call. The number is 403-352-0023. Murray and Jamie there have been awesome. They've been so good to deal with. They've been, you know, gung-ho from the start when we kind of just went in there to kind of run this by them. And again, they've been phenomenal. The support we've got from so many people it's been incredible. And it's so cool to see how much of an impact my dad has had on Central Alberta. I mean, he's been the one that's always been there to give people whenever he can, you know, whatever he needs to do, he's always the first one to step up. So to see everyone else now returning the favor, I mean, it goes to show you that, you know, if you put things out I guess it's karma, right? It kind of comes back and it'll help you out. But like I said, everyone's been awesome. I know a lot of people can't come and they're still wanting to know how they can help out, and they want to do donations. So we've got a trust fund set up. So it's at the ATB. You can go to any branch, and the account number is 781-005-885-7280. Again, it's 781-005-885-7280.
I love you, brother, but not in a million years will anybody remember. So you're going to give me that number,
exactly.
And I'm going to tweet it out.
Perfect.
I will tweet that number out. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And or else you can do an email transfer as well, and I'll send you that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, we're going to have lots of silent auction. I was talking to, a couple of members. I was talking to some hockey players, and they've jumped on board. I've talked to the Flames. They're going to get on board now, and the Oilers have been great. We've got lots of great silent auction, live auction items. Sean Kelso, just saw him the other day, and they said whatever they can do, so they've been great. And it goes to show you how wonderful the hockey community is, because there is a lot of hockey. There's some other stuff that's going to be out there too for the ladies. There's jewelry, like my dad used to be in the jewelry business as well. So we've got Red Deer Goldsmith. They're going to donate something. G&G out of Vancouver donated a nice item as well. So we've got lots of good items, and like I said, it's going to be a great night.
August 6th. Which, off the top of my head, that is a
Saturday
yes, night. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Saturday night. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
6 p.m.
6.
So, 7 o'clock, sorry.
Okay.
And Randy Bolton's actually going to be playing too. So, she's awesome.
I
heard her at the Love of the Children in Red Deer, and she was awesome. So, she's going to be there playing. So, we got some live entertainment, and we got hopefully some celebrities coming in too to just kind of say hi to people. And it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great night.
Finn McCool's, Red Deer. I will tweet out later on the information as well. Kyle, I honestly wish you did not have to come on and do this. Glad you chose to come on and do this, because we do want to let everybody know in your neck of the woods and in Alberta, and if they can help, they certainly will. I know that this is a difficult time, and I know that one can lose themselves in work, but I'm glad to hear that you're getting the support, you and your family are getting the support, and that everybody's rallying around you. It's really important at this time.
No, and thank you guys for having me. It's you know, you guys have always been great to us, and not just to myself, but to, you know, the NHL and the NHL officials. And so, yeah, thank you for having me and let me come on and just kind of help out promote this thing.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle Raymond, NHL referee. August 6th, Finn McCool, 7 o'clock. Help him out, won't you? And watch my Twitter account. We'll get the information out here in the next little while.